somebody I can miss. I want something just like this. I want something just like this. Oh, I want something just like this. Where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale best, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this.
Your Halloween soundtrack starts with Halloween Radio on the free iHeart app. Plus custom playlists from every genre and the spookiest podcasts on the planet. Open the free iHeart Radio app, search Halloween, and listen now.
iHeart Radio.
Free never sounded so good.
Hate to give the satisfaction asking how you're doing now. How's the castle built off people you pretend to care about? Just what you wanted. Look at you, cool guy, you got it. I see the parties and diamonds sometimes when I close my eyes. 6 months of torture you sold to some forbidden paradise. I loved you truly. You gotta laugh at the stupidity, 'cause I've made some real big mistakes. You make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night. I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you saw me for parts, you sunk your teeth into me. You're a bloodsucker, fame, bleeding dry like a damn vampire. And every girl I ever talked to told me you were bad, bad news. You called them crazy. God, I hate the way I called them crazy too. You're so convincing. How do you lie without flinching? Ooh, what a mesmerizing, paralyzing, tragic little thrill. Can't figure out just how you do it, and God knows I never will. And for me, girls your age know better. I've made some real big mistakes, but you make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night. I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you saw me for parts as you sunk your teeth into me. You're a bloodsucker,
wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice that sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep but now we're stressed out. Smell will take me back to when I was young. How come I'm never able to identify where it's coming from? I'd make a candle out of it if I ever found it. Try to sell it, never sell out of it. I'd probably only sell one. Maybe to my brother, cause we have the same nose, same clothes, homegrown, a stone's throw from a creek we used to roam. But it would remind us of when nothing really mattered. Out of student loans and treehouse homes, we all would take the ladder.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep but now we're stressed out. And give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah. We used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Used to play pretend, used to play pretend, bunny. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, used to play pretend, bunny. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. To play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
I woke up in the city.
Am I the a-hole?
$5 million, I'm never working again.
You buy the station and then make it Rufio Radio.
No. I love how people are like, man, I'm impressed with your advice for once, Fred.
The Fred Show is on.
That's fancy. That was fancy. That only took 6 weeks. Get that on the air.
I like this song.
Is this my confessions? Is this Craig David? Did Craig David make us an intro? Wow, that's amazing. Waiting by the phone, why did somebody get ghosted? From the vault, we'll do it next. Trending stories this hour. The fun fact and the entertainment report. What are you working on, Kay?
I don't believe in love anymore. There's a couple breaking up. Also, that Alec Baldwin Rust movie is being released, and obviously it's causing some issues.
Oh, wow. All right. That story is coming up. Let's see if somebody got ghosted and why. Next, after Benson Boone.
For a while there, it was rough, but lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose.
gonna lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Found my mind, I'm feeling insane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love, but I'm up and I'm thinking I just might lose it all. I want you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I have.
Ever been left waiting by the phone? It's the Fred Show.
Kennedy, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome to the show, Waiting by the Phone. So let's hear about Brian. Tell us how you met, about any dates that you've been on, and what's happening right now, and how we can help.
I met Brian on Hinge, and, you know, he really stood out from my other matches because I felt like we really had a connection. Like, first of all, a connection through the profile. Like, we had similar interests and just, like, you know, also the conversation that we had on the app, you know, through messaging. Yeah, I felt like we really had something. And so, you know, I got really excited when he eventually asked me out, you know, to go out for drinks. And so we did. We went out and we had a really great time. And, well, at least I did. And I thought that he did as well. But I guess I was wrong in thinking that he enjoyed it, because he hasn't, you know, texted or called me at all since.
Okay. All right. Now, here's a question. Do you, I mean, obviously you do, or at least you'd like to know more, but when you go out with somebody one time, do you expect that they're going to call you and say, hey, I'm not interested in seeing you anymore?
Yeah. If they don't want to see me again, I think that the thing to do would be, it doesn't have to be a phone call. It can be a text message to say that, you know, like, they don't think it's going to work out, or they're just not interested, or they didn't feel a connection. I mean, I've done that too to people in the past, because okay, I don't think ghosting is just not, it's not good, because it doesn't provide any closure. And like, it's so quick just to send a text message and be like,
yeah,
hey, you know, I appreciate your time. Like, you know, it was nice that we went out, but it's just not going to work. So it's not like it takes up a lot of time and energy.
Yeah. Adult, mature thing to do. Except in this case, though, you look back on this date and the pre-conversation and all that, and you're like, this was great. Like, you left thinking he's going to call me. We're going to go out again. We're really getting somewhere here.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if we can get Brian on the phone, and we'll ask questions. You'll be on the phone as well. At some point, you're welcome to jump in on the call, but let's try and get some info for you first. And hopefully whatever's going on, we can straighten out and set you guys up on another date and pay for that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great.
All right. Going to play one song. We'll be right back. Hang on. Stay here. Let's find out what's going on in part two of Waiting by the Phone. We're back in 2 minutes after Miguel. Fred, show.
Respect you like a lover. Oh, 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 oh. Could bet that never comes back. could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat
that. If you be the cash, I'll be the rubber band. You'll be the match, I will be a fuse. Boom, painter, baby, you could be the muse. I'm the reporter, baby, you could be the news. Cause you're the cigarette, and I'm the smoker. We raise the bet, cause you're the joker. Chipped off, you are the chalk. If I could be the blackboard, you can be the top. If I can be the one, yeah. When the sky comes falling, even when the sun don't shine, I got faith in you and I. So put your pretty little hand in mine. Even when we're down to the wire, babe. Even when it do or die, we can do it, baby. Slip on the pain.
You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that.
I need a fire, babe. If I'm the blunt, I could be the lighter, babe. Fire it up, writer, baby, you could be the quote. If I'm the lyric, baby, you could be the note. Pour that saint on my center. Eyes, I'm a winner, and it's you. What did I do to serve that paper, baby? I'd be the pen. Say I am the one, cause you are a 10. Feeling up to say, even when the sky gets cold, even when the sun don't shine, I got faith in you and I. So put your pretty little hand in mine. Even when it's down to the wire, even when it do shine, we do it, baby, shiver and bang. This love is sure to
rock with me, baby. Let me hold you in my arms, talk with me, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And rock with me, baby. Let me hold you in my arms, talk with me, baby.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You and I, it's simple as pie, baby. Such a sure thing, such a sure thing. Oh, such a sure thing, such a sure thing.
Miguel, the Fred Show is on the radio and the iHeart app anytime. Search for the Fred Show on demand. Hey, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's call Brian. You guys met on Hinge. You you felt an instant connection over all the other matches, and you guys chatted, and that went well. And then you met and had drinks, and you thought that was great, except now this guy is not reaching out to you, not responding to you. He's ghosting you. You want to know why?
Yeah, I definitely want to know why.
Okay, let's call him now. Good luck, Kennedy.
Thanks.
Hi, is this Brian?
Yeah, this is Brian.
Brian, good morning. It's Fred from the Fred Show. The whole crew is here. Sorry to bother, but I do have to tell you that we are on the radio right now, and I would need your permission to continue with the call. Is that okay if we chat for just a little bit?
Yeah, okay, sure.
Thank you very much. I won't take up too much of your time, but we're actually calling on behalf of a woman named Kennedy who says that she met you on Hinge and you guys went out for drinks. Do you remember her?
Yeah, I do remember that, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, you remember that. We talked to Kennedy, and she said she liked you and felt a connection with you and chemistry and was hoping to see you again for another date. You're saying unfortunately, so what happened? What is she not telling us?
You know, when we talked on Hinge, everything seemed really cool. And she does seem nice, but it's like she was very, very rude. She answered like a Zoom call in the middle of our date. I mean, like the first date, that's kind of crazy to me.
What do you mean?
I mean,
Zoom call, like a FaceTime, or she actually conducted a Zoom meeting on your
date? No, she did like a whole work meeting right in front of me and during our date for like 15 minutes. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
So
yeah, I'm over here like drinking Jameson.
The laptop comes out of the bag and opens it. She's like, it puts in the AirPods. Hold on 1 second, and takes an entire meeting.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was like, okay, that's just insane.
Huh?
Well,
What's the problem?
I mean, I guess that, yeah, I know.
Were you on a date with Paulina?
Right. Sounds like something she would do.
That is absolutely something I'd do.
But let me bring Kennedy in here. Kennedy, why are we taking, I forgot to mention the Kennedys here. I'm sorry. I always forget that part. Kennedy, why are we taking Zoom meetings in the middle of a date?
Well, I'm just a very busy woman. Like, and you know, I have to work. And I mean, it was 5 p.m. when we met. And so what did you expect, Brian, when you scheduled drinks at that time?
That sounds like you went on a date with me, actually. So, yeah. So a 5 o'clock date, why'd you have to go at 5? I mean, why couldn't you have said, I got a meeting at whatever time and then it's later? Why wasn't there better communication?
That's what I would have asked. I mean, I that's why I felt it was rude, because nobody told me.
Yeah, but you said 5 o'clock. Why did you say, why are we having, you know, I mean, unless you're me and you get up at, well, and you're a grandpa and you get up at 3:30, why are we going out at 5 o'clock?
Well, I thought she'd be done with work by then.
Why didn't you? No, because I'm really busy. And I also, besides work, I have a social life too. So I was going to already had planned to meet with my friends later in the day, like later in the evening. So, I had a Zoom meeting that I had to do for work at 5. So,
were trying to go on a date and see your friends that night. So you had to pack all that in. So it's kind of your fault then.
Yes.
So, I mean, you're saying he scheduled at 5 o'clock, but you scheduled at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I agree. He offered 5 p.m. and I agreed to it because, you know, I was really excited to meet him. I really wanted to meet him. And like I said, I'm just really busy. I mean, just throughout the whole week, it wasn't just this one day. So I had to really, fit him into my schedule. But like, I wanted to, you know, I wanted to spend time with him.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you did. You spent time with him, but you also handled business.
Paulina.
Listen, she's a hustler. That's what hustlers do.
Hey. Dude, you work in sales. Like, you're not out here saving lives. It's not that important.
I mean,
yeah, our salespeople are done at like 1 o'clock around here anyway. So.
Yeah, they're out drinking at like 2 p.m.
They work until 5.
She's trying to be efficient over here. Look, if I'm dating you, if we're together and I know you better and I'm not trying to make a first impression, it's a first date. If I got to take a work call, my boss calls, something like that, then I'll answer the phone. I might excuse myself. But like on a first date, I mean, this is the part that people like clearly when they call this segment, they don't think about. You're making a first impression. Like this is the first time you're going to meet somebody. And it's like, yo, whatever story that was, I don't care. I don't want to hear about your niece. So I'm going to take a Zoom call now. It's not a good look.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I would.
I have a job and I have to work, you know. It's important to me. I have to make money. You know,
well, then don't accept the date. Then come up with another time. You know, like go after or go another day or don't commit to seeing your friends. I mean, I don't think it's that unreasonable to give somebody an hour, hour and a half at minimum of your undivided attention on a first meeting. I don't think that's too much to ask.
Yeah, because it was almost like immediate. I mean, I felt like a dummy sitting there sipping my drink while you're taking this Zoom call.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Look, is there any chance that if Kennedy reconsiders this, you know, maybe realizes that this was pretty rude, and if we pay for another date and she leaves a laptop at home, would you consider another date with her or no? That was just poor judgment.
You know, I mean, at this point, it's exactly like you said. I felt like it was very bad first impression, and I think it's just going to be something else every time. So, no, I'm not interested.
All right. Kennedy, I mean, I understand you're a busy person, but if the meeting's at 5:30, just why don't you meet at 6?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, my schedule is extremely busy, and there's just, like, a lot going on. So only a limited amount of time.
Maybe this whole date should have been over Zoom.
I mean, maybe you're too busy to date. You know, maybe you need to focus on your career right now. I don't know. I mean, maybe you don't have enough time. You're a very important salesperson.
I mean, I have a lot on my plate, and
it sounds like you're on a Zoom call with us right now.
Yeah. Did you schedule us in? We're sorry. We didn't mean to interrupt.
Are you doing your online training for something right now at the same time?
Because same.
Trust me.
Don't call me out like that.
We know all about that.
I'm trained.
All right, look, Brian, thanks for your time. Kennedy, best of luck to you out there.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
The Entertainment Report with Kaylin is up next in 2 minutes after Sabrina Carpenter. Trending stories, fun fact, all coming up. Fred shows up.
Pull it up, down, drive home, switch it up, lightning, tingle.
attention might give a damn. Or on vacation, and I got this one boy, and he won't stop calling when they act this way. I know I got him. So bad your ex don't do it for ya. Walked in and dream came true for ya. Soft skin and not perfume for ya. Yes, I know I'm melting to it for ya. Yes, that morning coffee brewed it for ya. Yes. One touch and I'm brand new for ya. Now he's thinking about me every night. Oh, isn't that sweet? I guess so. So you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me is so. I guess so. I'm working late, cause I'm a singer. Oh, he looks so cute. Wrapped around my finger, my twisted humor. Make him laugh so often. My honeybee, come and get this pollen. Too bad your ex don't do it for ya. Walked in and drink came true for ya. Soft skin and not perfume for ya.
Kiss FM, Chicago's number one hit music station.
Kalen's Entertainment Report is on The Fred Show.
Alec Baldwin's movie Rust is gearing up for its world premiere at a film festival in Poland next month, but it's, of course, being slammed as tone deaf by industry peers of the late Helena Hutchins. So here's the deal. Many are raising concerns about whether it's appropriate to showcase this controversial Western movie at an event that Helena, who is from Ukraine, which is, of course, near Poland, regularly attended. Of course, then she died on the set of Rust 3 years ago after being hit by a bullet. Fired from a loaded gun. And, you know, Alec is still going through legal issues regarding that. I mean, people are like, is this something that we should be doing? The festival, which will host a special panel to honor Helena's life, promoted the upcoming premiere on Instagram with a bunch of stills from the movie. But the comment section is obviously brutal. Oscar-nominated cinematographer Rachel Morrison chimed in saying, I'm all for memorializing Helena and her beautiful work, but not by screening and thereby promoting a film that killed her. Someone else in the industry wrote, promoting a film that's shot with unsafe practices leading to the death of its cinematographer, please reconsider. And of course, those got a ton of likes. I don't know. I mean, what do you guys think? Should we just scrap the whole movie? I'm surprised they're even...
I'm surprised it's coming out at all.
Yeah.
I guess I would have thought they just would scrap the project.
Alec Baldwin, he's like one of the producers. He's like behind the whole thing. He didn't just star in it, but he financed the whole thing.
And I would think that's one more reason why he would just want the thing to go away. Because it comes out, and maybe he makes his money back, but it's just one big reminder of what happened. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's not going to this premiere, by the way. So
you lose some money on it. You didn't go to jail, bro. And even if he should or shouldn't have, someone died.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. You know?
It just seems eerie to me. The director is going to be there, but Alec is not. So I don't know. It seems crazy to me. And I don't know if that means it'll be released in the U.S. either. I'm not sure. Just hit my mic.
Hey, settle down.
Hey.
Whoa. Whoa.
Very passionate. Yeah. More passion, more energy. Sum 41 frontman Derek Whibley says that he was sexually abused by his former manager in his memoir, Walking Disaster, My Life Through Heaven and Hell. Derek details sexual harassment allegations against Sum 41's former manager, Greg Nori. He writes that he's never told anyone, including any of his bandmates. The manager allegedly verbally and sexually abused him and discouraged him from keeping in touch with his parents. And when Derek started dating Avril Lavigne in 2004, yes, the two were married from 06 to 09, he writes in the book that he eventually confided in her, prompting Avril Favreau to tell him, that's abuse. He sexually abused you. Derek also told his current wife of 10 years, Ariana Cooper, who reacted the exact same way in the book. He writes that this manager ultimately stopped with all of these encounters or abuse when a mutual friend learned what happened. So I'm sure there's a lot of stuff in the book, and he had a notorious alcohol problem. So, I mean, I'm sure some of that was just dealing with the trauma. And you guys, love is a lie, because Kanye West and Bianca Censori are allegedly headed towards divorce.
See, people want to know why I'm not married and why I don't really have I'm in a big hurry to get married. This is why. If this relationship can't stand the test of time, I mean, then forget about it.
They were my shining light, which
exactly.
I'm pretty sure he's still legally married to Kim, which is why he couldn't legally marry Bianca. I don't think he's signing the papers. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I guess they've been telling people around them they split up. He has been telling people that he plans to live in Tokyo and divorce her. I don't know how you can divorce someone you never legally married. another person points out, though, that he changes his mind all the time. It's very possible that they could reconcile. Her family's been vocal about this. Kim has been trying to be vocal about, like, hey, don't be naked around my kids.
Right.
Yes, Kevin, with your finger?
The divorce between Kim and Kanye was finalized in 2022.
It was.
It took 2 years, but they finalized it November 29th, 2022.
Okay, so. I thought they were still working some stuff out, but he did drag that one out. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So they just did this religious ceremony. I don't think they were ever legally married, he and Bianca. But
she put her shoes back on?
I want her shoes on. I want her clothes on, as Rufio says. I don't know. I worry about her. Like, I think about her often.
Yeah.
And I feel worried. But they were last seen together on September 20th, and maybe Ye's moving to Tokyo. I don't know. He's always up to something. Jason, what did you say was on? Oh, ESPN is somehow getting involved with a Taylor Swift re-release.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. That seems wild. FetchAradio.com.
And G-Man on the text, and I haven't fact-checked this, says that Helena's husband is a producer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and if that's the case, then he probably would have had some say in whether this movie comes out or not.
Okay.
So I suppose if he, the widow of, you know, of the deceased cinematographer, if he sanctioned it, then I guess I'm okay with that.
Okay, me too. Yeah, God, that's
not that they asked for my permission.
They did.
A lot of times when it comes to major motion pictures, they call me and they're like, what do you think? I told him with this Joker thing. I told him.
You did?
I said, this is false marketing. This is bait and switch. People are expecting one thing. You're giving them something else, Lady Gaga. Stop it right now. You know, and they didn't listen to me. And then look what's happening.
They should have listened to you.
More people should listen to what I'm saying.
That's true.
Kaylin, I want to talk to you about something. Oh, you said that your perspective on something really fundamental has changed. You shared it yesterday and we didn't get to it, but you went to a wedding over the weekend in Detroit. In Detroit, Michigan, your hometown. And did you stay at a friend's home?
I certainly did.
You did. And you said that your perspective on something really, really fundamental has changed. And I think in light of what's going on politically and in the world right now, I think it's important that we are transparent with our audience about how your position on a sort of a fundamental, really pillar of life has changed, and that is whether or not to have adult relations when you are a guest in someone else's home. Where were you, and where are you now on this?
So,
I grew up middle class.
Right.
I want you to answer the question like, well, I grew up middle class.
Fred, that's an interesting question.
And I grew up middle class.
Yes, I used to work at McDonald's. I used to think that it wasn't so bad to bang at your friend's house. But now I think it's kind of bad and you shouldn't do it.
And why? And I agree with you. I don't think it's a good idea. Why is it though that you feel this way? What changed?
I don't know. It just felt weird and I could hear them, you know, my best friend Allie and her husband downstairs in the kitchen, you know.
So you went ahead and did it.
No, I didn't. I did not.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But there might have been some attempts made, you know. Some initiation.
Attempts made. Yeah.
Attempts were made.
Who started these attempts?
Not me.
Oh, you old poke in the back. Yeah.
Not me.
I know that one.
Not me.
I know that move.
Yeah. No, it certainly wasn't me. Oh, yes. Right. Whoever may or may not have been in the room with me.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just something about it. And I was like, wow, did I just become an adult before my own eyes?
I don't know. I think it's kind of rude. I think it's like, if you're in a hotel, obviously. I mean, if you're in a hotel, it is a moral imperative.
Right. That's your duty.
But I just think in someone's home, it's like there's just a lot of there's a lot of variables. I think it's a good idea just typically not to. 855-591-1035. I want to take a survey, a little social survey on this important social topic, whether or not to get it on when you are a guest in someone's home. Kiki, what say you? What is your position?
No, absolutely not. You can't do that.
I'm waiting for the punchline.
There is no punchline. You can't do that.
I don't think you should. No. I don't think you should. What if you, I mean, I'm trying to be above board here because it's early, but what if you, I mean,
like a cleanup on aisle five.
Right. Yeah. There's that. Why should somebody else have to, that you know intimately well, I'm not that intimately, but why should a close friend of yours have to clean up after you did that? Even if there's no obvious evidence, come on. What if they hear you? That's awkward. It's in their home. They can't get away from that.
Now, by the way, she has heard me doing that. We went to college together. We've heard each other. We lived in a 9-person house and, you know, it was a Big Ten university. So we've heard each other.
So we know that Kaylin's position has changed. Jason, what is your position?
I don't see like how you could do it and like be into it, because like if I'm like, say I'm at like Mike's parents' house or whatever, right? I'm just gonna think about them and like, where are they? Can they hear this? Like, and then that automatically is not gonna
happen. Yeah, that's all part of the like, oh, you gotta be quiet.
Some people that get them going.
If it's a stranger, then maybe that could be hot, but like not his mom.
Yeah, okay. No, his poor mom.
Rufio, your position on this important topic.
Oh, do it. You know? Yeah.
What? I'll allow it in my house.
Really?
People, yeah.
Now, so if I stay in your house,
yeah,
they're fumigating my condo. Yeah. And I come over there with my girlfriend.
Oh, I got you, friend.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Same for me. You can do it in my house, still.
Really?
Yeah, I'm totally cool with that. I think everybody should get it when they need to get it. I'm happy with that. And I don't care.
I'm just, believe it or not, as a 6'5", 240-pound man, I'm kind of like a mouse. Like, I want to come, if I'm going to stay in your home, you already know I'm uncomfortable. I would much rather be in a hotel. But even when I'm like, even when I'm in your home, like, I don't want to make a mess. I don't want to disturb anything. I want to leave everything the way I found it. I kind of I want to be like unintrusive. You know what I mean? Paulina, your position on this topic.
I mean, it's always been a no for me. Like, I'm not doing
it. It's a no for you, dog.
Yeah, and no, not the people's houses. And when it comes to my house, I guess you could do it, but just like keep it like low, like be like you said, be quiet. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay, I'll
quiet
be there sex. On Saturday, so right. Thank you for the invitation.
Oh yeah, you are coming Saturday. Yeah. That's true, she's coming over on Saturday. Yeah.
Oh, are you staying there?
They might.
You never know.
Yeah. Well. The drinks are flowing.
Yeah.
Can you tell this man to behave himself?
I can try.
I mean, Lord.
You know.
What if they're not home? Is it okay? I still don't know why we're doing
it.
The other thing you got to be aware of.
That's fine. Right.
Maybe on the. Oh.
Here's something you got to think about in 2024, you guys. Is that if you're staying in someone's home and they're not there, you better be aware of where all the cameras are.
That's true.
Because there are cameras everywhere, and there are cameras in ways like, for example, my mom has a camera in like a treat dispenser for the dogs that she can, in the living room, she can throw treats at the dogs This little thing. It's hooked up to the Wi-Fi, and there's a camera in there. And she spies on my dad with it to see what he's doing when she's gone, which is nothing. He's not doing a damn thing. But she spies on him. I think it's to see if he's drinking. But but my point is, I forget about that camera. So what if I'm staying in the house, my parents are, you know, they're traveling, and I'm like, well, here I am. I'm in a living room. We're having a good time. No one's around. So I may go ahead after it. They have cameras outside now for security. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have access to those. So, again, I can't really be in the pool. You know, I don't know. I think you should just not. I think we're not.
Now I see why your parents got all the cameras. You in the pool over here?
Hey.
I've been known to use the pool. You know, it's a pool. It's Arizona. It's people get in the pool. And sometimes they get in with their friends. And sometimes they don't have a swimsuit. And sometimes you have to rescue them.
Oh, my gosh.
From behind.
Okay. I'm choking in the pool.
Okay.
Okay.
Life-saving maneuver. I gotta go.
More Fred Show next.
Your Halloween soundtrack starts with Halloween Radio on the free iHeart app. Plus custom playlists from every genre and the spookiest podcasts on the planet. Open the free iHeart Radio app, search Halloween, and listen now.
iHeart Radio.
Free never sounded so good.
Your man on the road, he doing promo. You said keep up
business on the low low. I'm just trying to get you out the friend zone. Cause you look even better than the photos. I can't find your house, send me the info. Driving through the gated residential. Found out I was coming, sent your friends home. Keep on trying to hide it, but your friends know. I only called you when it's high.
Bye.
There's an animal that is immortal. It can actually rewind its life. Mm. And if you could do that, would you? Is another question I have. If you could rewind your life and go back to certain points in your life, would you do it?
100%.
And yes. If you could, would you really want the outcome to change?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think everyone's made mistakes that they'd rather go back and change, right?
But I mean, if you're happy with where you are today, then imagine if, you know, you change those things, then maybe you wouldn't be sitting here. I mean, you could be happier, but you could also be sadder.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm thinking more of like mistakes that maybe have like hurt people or like maybe me like drama, where if I could avoid that, I probably would go back and do that.
But even then, you probably learned something from those things.
Oh, hopefully, yeah.
You know? But there's a type of jellyfish that's immortal. It's the Turritopsis dorni.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's how you say it. Obviously. Come on. It's also known as the immortal jellyfish. It can transform its body into a younger state through a process called transdifferentiation, essentially making it immortal. Try and say that three times fast.
Immortal.
Transdifferentiation.
Immoral or immortal?
Did I say immoral?
Yeah.
Oh.
They also are into some bad stuff. So.
Let me tell you something about these Turritopsis dorni. You need to watch out because they are
bad
wild.
Guys.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? The last night they were out with somebody. Tonight they're with somebody. Right. Tomorrow night, two people. You got to watch out.
More Fred Show next. Lowe's knows that to win the job, pros need the best prices. That's why only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500 at the Pro Desk. That means you get the prices you need to start any job, small or large. Because Lowe's knows pros. Valid in-store only. More terms and restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms or Pro Desk for details.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical. Hi, this is Jamor, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy filet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
If you missed our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One,
Las Vegas makes some noise!
You can now watch the best moments exclusively on Hulu right now.
All right, you guys are up for a party. I can
toe.
You'll see the biggest festival headliners from around the world assembled on one stage on one show.
This iHeart energy is so incredible.
Big Sean, Camila Cabello, Doja Cat, Dua Lipa, Gwen Stefani, Halsey, Hozier, Keith Urban, New Kids on the Block, Paramore, Shaboozy, The Black Crows, The Weeknd, Thomas Rhett, Victoria Monet, and a special performance by Coldplay's Chris Martin.
Thank you to iHeart and everything for having us.
This is the only time you will see a lineup of superstar performers like this on one stage on one night.
Get louder than ever.
See it all at our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One.
Streaming only on Hulu right now.
Red wine. Let's go to the beach, eat, let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say. Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bad bitches like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, let's go get it down. The sound, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it 2, 3, leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't give
up. On the floor, I love to dance, so give me more, more.
Taking my time on my ride.
taking my time on my ride. It's easy to say, we have a list of people that we would take. A bullet for them, a bullet for you, a bullet for everybody in this room. But they don't seem to see many bullets coming through. See many bullets coming through. Metaphorically, I'm the man, but literally, I don't know what I do. I'd live for you, and that's hard to do. Even harder to say when you know it's not true. Even harder to write when you know that tonight there were people back home who tried talking to you, but then you ignored them still. All these questions, they're falling like, who would you live for? Who would you die for? And would you ever kill? Taking my time on my ride. Oh, 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 I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride. Taking my